The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland has a brand new €25 million research vessel. It's called after the Kerry-born Antarctic explorer Tom Crean. The boat's going to undertake critical research work, including mapping our seabed and surveying our fish stocks. 300 days at sea, it's going to build up to over 3,000 scientist days per year. In other words, there'll be 10 people on board all of those 300 days doing scientific experiments. The Tom Crean, at 53 metres long, is a game changer for the Marine Institute and indeed for the country. So, Eoin Fitzgerald from the Marine Institute and our reporter Henry McKean went on board at Galway Docks and sent us this report.
Hi, I'm Eoin Fitzgerald. I'm the research vessel manager in the Marine Institute, so I was the project manager responsible for the build of this lovely new ship. So I also manage its day-to-day operations, it and its sister ship, the Celtic Explorer. So we're right at the moment now, we're in what's called the Marine Mammal Observation Post, which is up on the Monkey Island, it's called, on the very, very top of the bridge of the ship. So you can see how high up we are.
We are very, very high up, and we're touring the Tom Crean. Tell us about this brand new research vessel.
So the ship just arrived in July, and it's been a project over the past 4 years to build it. We had a smaller ship called the Celtic Voyager, which was coming near the end of its life. It was 25 years old. And because science has moved on so much, all the equipment is bigger and scientists want to do more things and go deeper, we set off on a project, and we were lucky the government funded it back in 2018. So we got some ship designers in Norway to design the ship, and then we got it built by a shipyard called Armon in Vigo in Spain. So it's 53 metres long, it can bring 26 people to sea, and it can stay at sea for up to 21 days.
So we're now here out on deck. Tell us what we can see.
Well, yeah, so we're up on the upper deck of the ship, up on top of the bridge. You can look right down onto through all our fishing equipment and everything in our A-frame and the stern. So a big part of the ship's design was so that you can have visibility of what's happening on the back deck. So we're doing science activities on the back. So you're quite high up here, actually. And in fact, Ireland's seabed area is 880,000 square kilometres. It started this year, but it will spend about 90 days next year mapping our seabed territories, where we use a thing called multibeam sonar to map the seabed, to tell you how deep it is and what shape it is and what's on it.
And that's 880,000.
Yes, it's vast. It's about 9 times our land area. We have a huge, huge maritime territory in Ireland.
Eoin Fitzgerald, we're here now on the bridge, and we're looking at some really spectacular equipment, because this is a research vessel. What are we looking at?
So you're looking at the bridge console, so that you can steer the ship from 5 different places. This is for normal navigation going forward. So you can set it up with very large screens, because we only have one person here at a time, so they need to see all the information around. So they can look at science equipment, navigation, and radars, etc. Then when we go fishing, during our science fishing, they move aft to the backside here. And there's very good visibility all around, so you can see what's happening on the back deck. You can see what's happening around you. And then when we lower stuff over the side, we have another place you can steer the ship from. And that's where it uses its dynamic positioning, which keeps us in position when we're lowering stuff to the seabed. We typically do fisheries research, which involves things like we do underwater TV video surveys to look at the prawn stock, the nephrop stock of Ireland, where we tow a camera along the seabed for 10 minutes and you count the number of prawn burrows that you see. We spend about 2 months a year doing that. We've just finished a survey of the Celtic Sea herring stock, where we use acoustics to see how many fish are in the water, and then we fish on some of them just to make sure what's in the water ties in with what we're seeing. Then we do the seabed mapping. We do a lot of student training as well. We just had people from the ATU out for on day trips, just learning about the ship and how to undertake marine science. Then we do oceanographic surveys, where we look at the properties and the state of the seawater around Ireland and out into the Atlantic.
Like, this boat is worth millions and millions. What does it mean to have it?
The whole ship cost about $25 million, and it's absolutely fantastic. Everybody's absolutely delighted. It allows us to perform our work better. It allows us to go deeper, stay out longer, bring out more people, stay out in bad weather. So it's really transformed what we did compared to what the vessel that it replaced.
My name's Colin McBertie. I'm one of the masters on the Tom Crean. My role here is to make sure everybody who comes here goes home safe. The ship gets through the programs that's safely, and get everything done as much as we can. For us here, this platform of the Tom Crean is a big improvement on the previous vessel, the Celtic Voyager. It's much bigger. It can carry more people. The equipment is state of the art. Everything is modernized in comparison to the older vessel, digital and hands-free or touch screens and stuff like that. So it takes a lot of manual labor out of it. The crew are very happy because they have more room. It's much more comfortable for them. We're very lucky to have such a good crew, because without the crew, there's no science. It's just a lump of steel and plastic. So we're so lucky.
And Tom Crean's family helped launch it, I understand, quite recently. Having that heritage, having that name, what does that mean to you?
Oh, it's a great privilege for us to be named after Tom Crean. You know, he's such a great figure in Ireland. And the history behind him is really, you know, the maritime end of it for us is sort of poignant in a way. And it's great to have him, yeah. It's great to have the name here and always be remembered by Tom Crean.
So, hey, Tom, we've got Don't Stop Me Now there by Queen in the background. We're having lunch. What are we having?
We're having beautiful lamb chops and some seafood pasta. It's delicious.
So, you know, people on this ship, they eat well, they have a good life, even though they're at sea for days and weeks on end.
Yeah, they spend up to 3 weeks at sea often, yeah, but the chef, there's one cook taking care of 26 people, and they get their 3 meals a day. But yeah, when you're at sea like that, food becomes very important, you know. So yeah, it's lovely facilities here, so yeah, food is great.
My name is Paul Shannon, and I'm the cook on board, Tom Crean.
So you're originally from Liverpool. We just had some amazing lunch there. Lamb, what is it you love about being a cook on board?
Oh, I like all the travel. I do enjoy the cooking as well, so keeps me going. Keeps me out of trouble.
So tell me about this area we're in now. This is for the fish stock.
Yeah, so this is the fish lab, or the wet lab. So this is when we're doing fishery surveys. We sample fish using our various types of nets, and we take the catch on board, and then it comes in here to be sorted. So our fishery scientists will sort the catch into the various species, and then when they'll bring them over here then to do the weighing, measure their length, age them, and sex the fish to be able to establish the makeup of each individual species. So now this is called the CTD hanger. So this CTD stands for conductivity, temperature and depth. That's a way of measuring the temperature, salinity and the depth of seawater. So we can lower this thing here down to about 4,000
meters. So it's like a big cylinder.
Yeah, so it's a big round frame, and it has loads of sort of sample bottles around the outside. So as that's lower down, we can see what the temperature and how salty the seawater is. And then when we see something of interest, you know, an area that's particularly warm or cold or particularly saline, we can press a button and
bang!
This will take a sample of the water. So when this comes back up, we can take out the water sample that we've collected, and that can be taken away for analysis. So basically we can measure the seawater in real time, and we can take samples that we bring back to the lab to analyse in more detail.
My name is Emer O'Keefe. I work with the Marine Institute as a scientific and technical officer.
So we're looking at a map here that's been designed. You were involved in that map.
The boat, the Tom Crean, has a multi-beam on board, and these technology map the seabed to a high resolution. The data that comes off the ship enables us to make detailed maps of the seabed. These data tell us the shape of the features on the seabed, what type of substrate is on the seabed, and most importantly for navigators, it tells us the depth of the seabed.
And what do you love about your job?
The variety of habitats and seabed features that are on the seabed. We've never before seen these data at this high resolution, so we can map to 0.5 centimetres the scale of these features.
So accurate. And looking at this map of Galway Bay, we can see inner shore here, and the detail is something else.
Yeah, people seem to think that the seabed is flat and boring, but when you look at these maps, you see the texture and the detail, and everything from rocky reefs to deep canyons. This boat can map to 3,000 metres. We can drop ROVs down and see what habitat lives in these seabed
so
features.
Huge discoveries will be made.
Biodiscovery, anything from locating suitable areas for wind farms and fish farms.
My name is Oisin McManus. I'm a scientific technical officer with the Marine Institute. I work on the InfraMar program, which is mapping Ireland's seabed.
And what do you love about mapping Ireland's seabed?
I suppose for me, I've always loved maps. You know, I loved geography in school, science in university, and now I get to go out and I'm part of one of the biggest civilian mapping programs in the world.
And there's parts that have never been mapped?
Certainly with the techniques we have nowadays, most of the ocean hasn't been mapped yet. So Ireland are doing the InfraMar program, a 20-year program to map all of our water that hasn't been mapped yet with high-resolution sonars. And we'll be the first country in the world to have it all done.
being on board the Tom Crean, having this research vessel, what does it mean? What does it mean to you?
It's great for us. I mean, I've been working with the Marine Institute for years. The vessels have evolved over time. We're working further out to sea, which means we've got bigger seas to deal with. And in the smaller boats, it gets very uncomfortable when you're getting thrown around. So now we've got a bigger ship. We're more weatherproof. We can stay out for longer. We can work more. We're more comfortable on board, and we can work much more efficiently now with a bigger vessel. We've got a new vessel. The previous one was built in 1997. This one is 2022, so it's just like going from a 97 car to a 22 car. There's much more technology. It makes it much more efficient, much safer, and a lot more comfortable for those of us on board.
Very interesting. Henry McKean with the crew on board the new 25 million euro Tom Crean research vessel.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.